August 17th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, life will perpetuate through the ages, but it is the free will choices people make that change the outcome of certain issues. Yesterday, my messenger, you visited your childhood parish. Some things about it were very familiar. Others were changed. Still, it was the same place where you came for forgiveness, communion, and many celebrations. The world is in a sad place spiritually these days, for people have stopped turning to me for solace, forgiveness, and to celebrate in joy. The human race, for the most part, has not continued its relationship with me. I am no longer father, friend, counselor, and guide to the general populace. I desire so much to continue in the role of father of all nations. I desire to have the last word in important issues and to be restored in hearts as the ruler of all of mankind. This is my prayer today. Please join me in this prayer and this desire. A note is given to read Romans chapter 6, 12 through 14. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Do not yield your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but yield yourselves to God as men who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.